It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religions or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain. Not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta or basketball wife. And the topic of the show today is put words in your feelings. Put words in your feelings. And we're going to come from the scripture, Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 23. But at this time, I would like to open up with a prayer to God. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to take down the division line between ourselves and stop blaming each other for the wrong that goes wrong in our life. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hip Hop National Honor Roll. We like to recognize all the kids for all their hard work, what they do. This is something we, this platform is launching this Hip Hop National Honor Roll. So we're trying to recognize the kids for all the hard work that they do. And the two kids that we're going to honor today is Jermaine Williams. He attends Carver Elementary School. He's a principal honor roll. He has a trophy for the highest language and an AR award for reading 201 books. And his brother, Jamarcus Williams, went to Liddy Cooper Primary School. He's an AB honor roll. Both of these guys are from Shelby, Georgia. So we just want to recognize these kids for doing all their hard work. And that's our Hip Hop National Honor Roll. We're launching this new platform for the kids. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my new single entitled Give Him Praise. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks, scissors, paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conjure. Rose on that thigh, yeah. Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. Okay. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Right. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thong song. No. Read up on your words too and don't be quoting songs wrong. Yeah. Go ahead, yeah. I get a Lord, yeah. Praise him. Yeah. Say it, just start repeating, yeah. It's the end, yeah. Of days. Yeah. Yeah. Get down, yeah. On your knees, let, yeah. Him know that he's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. Go ahead, I get a Lord, hey, praise him, hey, pay attention, start repenting, hey, to see, hey, in the days, hey, get down, hey, on your knees, let him know that, hey, he's amazing, hey. Came and died for the holy, yeah. Got enough blood for you and also for your homie, yeah. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely, right. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely, yeah. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul, yeah. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it, like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe, yeah. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bold, okay. Set the back,
from the devil, that's what he owed me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
And Omega the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater. Just know that Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do, working in a hospital? Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry. He can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy. What else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best unto the Lord. He did more.
Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Stop repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
This is a TV.
Oh, Hip-Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip-Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip-Hop National news from the number one source, Hip-Hop National Magazine.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, and I've got the perfect gift to give your friends and family this Christmas. It's from Nikki Gumbel, the tiny book of Why Christmas. This easy-to-understand booklet delivers the fundamental truth about the importance of Christmas and who Jesus Christ is. The Valder Beebe Show and Hip Hop National want you to have a free copy. At Hip Hop National's website, just click on Contact Us, or at ValderBeebeShow.com, click on Email Valder. On our website, at our email, simply enter Why Christmas, and we'll send you a free copy. We'll even handle the postage, because we want you to have a happy holiday. This Christmas giveaway is brought to you by Nikki Gumbel, the creator of Why Christmas, Hip Hop National Radio, and ValderBeebeShow.com.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard I Pray, and before then you heard Give Him Praise. Two great songs. That was a real nice song. The topic of the show is Put Words in Your Feelings. We're going to come from Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 23. And the scripture reads, a man has rejoiced in the answer of his mouth, and in a word at its right time is, oh, how good. You can't be two people at one time. Sometimes we try to become our pain. So we try to manifest our weakness as our strength. So we hide our pain in our love. See, the walls in your life is there for protection against people who claim to love you, but the people using sly promises, insincere expression of affection to devour someone. We find reason not to do something in our life because we don't believe in ourselves. Sometimes we need someone else to see beyond our doubt until we can see it in ourselves. Keep yourself from all the unattainable things that pollute your dreams. There is knowledge that's not desirable because it's harmful to your willpower. It could be, I want to stop drinking, you know, at the beginning of the year, or I want to stop smoking at my birthday. See, too much of these things can be bad for your health. To gain freedom from the influence of this world is to render a difference between the now and the past. Reacting to situations on base of pride, I recall who betrayed me. And then I got mad with myself because I knew my own feelings who decided to play with my mind and emotions. Looking through the window of life get hard even for the strongest of us. People expect you can handle anything. Well, that's not true. The only thing they do is not lay down and give up. Drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied until you eliminate hostility. Pour your heart out from justice, trials, and tribulation. I refuse to be denied of life. Motivation is ripping my soul out and inflicting a cursed defeat to my dissatisfaction. You have to realize, is you in the way or you on the way to your dreams? The struggle is real. God took the shield from your circumstances so that you can grow. You can't survive in somebody else's shadow. You can't exist. See, God's kind heart was not unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. Only you can be displeased with your destination, and only you can add a step in the walk of life. God's spirit will pick you up and carry you until you are able to walk. The key word is desire. Desire must be the first thing you must have, then love and passion. So then you can believe in yourself. Obviously, we jeopardize our reputation acquainting ourselves with conversation, not ability. I would like to tell you this story of two men. The name is Smith and Brown. Mr. Smith was placed in this hospital or nursing home because his kids had careers and families to deal with, so they claimed they couldn't find the time to care for their father. So they put him in the home. The man was giving the nurse hard time and complaining about everything all the time. So the old man kept people very upset all the time. About 2 months being in the home for the elders, Mr. Brown was submitted in the home. The only bed was available was with Mr. Smith. All the nurses warned Mr. Brown. Smith was a very hard man to get along with. It would be best not to socialize with him because he had a bad temper. So Mr. Brown request to be put his bed by the window. Since Mr. Smith was there, he always had the shade pulled down and very black in the room. So Mr. Brown got by the window and looked out the window and just laughed and talked about the things he seen outside the window, how the bird was flying and how the kids was playing, and how the sunlight was shining outside. Mr. Brown knew how to paint a picture. He really never directly addressed it, Mr. Smith, about what he was seeing. He just would be talking to himself. And he did this for a couple months, describing how people was enjoying themselves from his window pane, expressing how life was wonderful, how the grass was green and the sky was blue. Couples was walking and holding hands and kids running and playing with one another. And how the flower was so pretty with all the different colors. One day, the nurse came into the room and asked Mr. Brown to get dressed so he could go have a checkup and see the doctor. The nurse took Mr. Brown out the room early that morning. The next day, the nurse came into the room to gather Brown's belongings. And so Mr. Smith asked the nurse, "What happened to Mr. Brown?" She said he had a heart attack when he got into the exam room. Mr. Smith recalled all the wonderful things he said about the life was happening outside the window. So Mr. Smith asked the nurse, could she put his bed by the window? So the nurse did what he requested of her, only to realize the only thing he could see outside the window was a big wall. Mr. Smith told the nurse, "How could Mr. Brown see over the wall and see all the beautiful things he explained to me?" The nurse said, "Mr. Brown was blind. He couldn't have told you all those things." Mr. Smith looked at the wall with a smile on his face, knowing Mr. Brown put words in his feeling just to unlock all the hurt he was holding inside. Sometime in life, our misery become our mission. And some people's fantasy become their reality. When you think Jesus' love is absent, that didn't mean his love was not active, unsatisfied what became a tragedy. We should have had enough of what is not right. The highway to Jesus' heart should have turned you away from bad things. Love can free you from needless fear. Defeated what underlying issue might you face in life. Be discerned what contributes to you feeling lonely. If you declare war with yourself over this issue, you are in for a strenuous battle, a battle that you are almost certain to lose. Bad association with life have many regrets, whether you like it or not. I ask myself, why would a God of love commit evil? So I revisit my standards and came to the conclusion to improve the way that I reacted. I asked God to take away my pain. God said, no. It's not for me to take it away, but for you to give it up. I asked God to grant me patience. God said, no. Patience is produced out of tribulation. It isn't granted. You must become unsatisfied letting limitation have its way with your decision. That inner child in you, what was hurt at a point in your life, where the pain confused your judgment. Now, it is affecting your life. So now you're making choices that hurt in every step in your life. Picking bad relationships. People abusing your body and your mind. People telling you that you can't make it in this world without them. And nobody wants you. You need to switch the mind game and ask them, are you with me? They will try to give you a crazy answer like, I felt sorry for you. Bedarkened individual cannot see your glory. So people will try to force their pain in your life. The key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinions of you. A encouragement must be between your heart and mind. Only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. The evil is trying to materialize the kind heart you have. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. Tell yourself, will it ever be possible for me to use my abilities and intelligence to eliminate the control of injustice that dictates there's no helper, it's pointless. Separate your emotions, and when things begin to change, that's when people will become a threat to your confidence. Despite of obstacles, each day that passes add a new chapter to your life. It's being written. What will be recorded? What will it say about your life, the effort you contribute to life, time you will have left? When you look back on your life, will it be clear that you made wise choices? The demons are trying to disturb your happiness. Don't consider it beneath your dignity to teach people how to support one another, to grow and prevail despite our opposition. Fear is here to fulfill your emptiness, not your need. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. It starts with self-commitment. Circumstances will force you to make decisions to act, how to unleash your own greatness. So let's take down the division line between ourselves and stop blaming each other for what's going wrong in our life. We need to learn how to work together to understand one another and talk things out before you make decisions without looking at the consequences of your actions. Do not hold yourself to discouragement of the heart. Free the guilt. Free the guilt that overthrows your strength is what would help you to outrun any bad situation. Self-examination must take place in your mind and heart in spite of your weakness. You must focus on your boldness. So you need to persist, be forceful, to engage in meaningful, powerful impact to master your skill in handling everyday problems. Take charge of your life and choose your present. And choose your present upon this world. Take away your selfishness. And why do you don't want to be with yourself? Focus on something larger than yourself. You have the power to change your life. One of the first things is getting the negative peoples out of your life. We accept all genre of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop, rock, country, R&B, and et cetera. We are hip-hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. We can get the word out there on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Other day, about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like won't throw you away after you've done wrong, but I'll pick you up and step you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. Oh, God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God has come.
No matter how difficult the storm, just remember Jesus cares.
I care for you when the burden seems too heavy. I care for you when the load weighs you down. I care for you, and I want you to cast all your cares on me.
I'm alone in it. see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call. Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music.
Forever Memory Blankets is covering all of your memories. It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. First, you pick your favorite photo, then select the product type that you would like. It may be a pillow, bag, or a blanket, just to name a few, but nothing starts moving until you pay your money, and then we'll send a finished view created just for you. Log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you may call 214-403-1524. That's 214-403-1524. Remember, Forever Memory Blankets is covering all of your memories in time. You heard it first right here on the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Cast Your Cares. And before then, God didn't give up on me. If you're out there listening by phone, you can call. You can dial 213-559-2995 and participate in the discussion that we're having on this topic. If you would like to participate and give your insight or have something to say, you can call or you can dial 213-559-2995. We have anybody on the line? Go ahead. Continue with the topic, and the topic is put words.
My apologies, John. Yes, you do have people on the line. Area code 954-304. And then you have another caller that is also there. I think that person is also calling as a guest, but I'm not sure. So just wanted to let you know.
Okay. So 954.
Yes. You got two other callers that's willing to participate, John. 954,
okay.
And I'm going to open them up. 954-304, state your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Ariel. I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. All right.
You know.
954-793. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, how you doing, sir? My name is Brother Israel. I'm also calling from Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, Brother Israel. Welcome to Hip Hop Nation. Brother Israel, I think that you had a question last week. We didn't quite finish it. Yet. What did you ask me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That question was pertaining to flesh and blood, and I think the topic this week that you are having, I think it really clarifies what I was talking about last week, because the wrestle with flesh and blood is something that cannot enter into the kingdom, because as Christian believers, we do not wrestle with devils or demons and the wiles of the devil, because at this mature level, we are already putting on the full armor of God. But I think this week, your topic, casting our cares, are we casting our cares upon the Lord? Because if I'm casting my cares upon the Lord, I'm stopping and I'm not wrestling with the flesh. But if you could clarify and give me what I need to get over.
What you need to get over. The thing is that you gotta always meditate on the Word. If it doesn't, for a lot of people, they doesn't read every day. But if you take a certain thing, what you read, and meditate over that every day, that draws you closer to God. And that's John, that's James chapter 4:8. You always want to draw close to God and always seek His Word. And the things He needs to do.
What did you say, sir?
I say one thing you need to do, you need to meditate on what you read every day. A lot of people doesn't read the Bible every day, but if you can read a certain thing and meditate on what you read, that draws you closer to God. And you always need to not to overthink things in life, over to react. And you can't depend on yourself to answer questions in your life. So you always got to look to the higher power, God.
Yes, sir.
I want to say something. I remember, like, I went to church and the someone preached a message, and they said that, you know, what can we as a church do, like, when our generation, you know, is making changes and stuff like that? How should we as a church respond to these changes? So I was just thinking, like, what can we do? Because I feel like the church is kind of silent. Like, if you notice right now, I don't really hear, like, the church even, like, you know. I just feel like we're, like, invisible.
As an individual. Certain organizations and stuff like that. We have to start to be...
I'm sorry, but you're breaking up.
I got a lot of feedback in the background from somebody here. But there's what we need to do is look at the potential that these kids have to better themselves. We got to look beyond their faults. Everybody got some goodness in them, and we as leaders or church people, I would say. We always can tell somebody how to live life after death. But Jesus came here to teach us how to live life, a better life, when He came here. And that, I think that's the thing that we're getting out of the role play, is that we don't want to get out there among the peoples and really talk to the peoples. Always want to change, but we got to get involved in these kids' lives and to help them make a better example. Then you have grown people that really acting like kids. Kids basically, you know, raising themselves. So I think we need to motivate ordinary people to start changing their lives and changing their lives.
Excuse me, brother. You know I don't mean, you know I never mean to interrupt you, sir. But you know what was, you know, the young lady, there's questions that she asked. And it's a vital question at this time, because we're casting our cares upon this God. But today I was in a service and it said there's no God like Jehovah. 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 But how can people cast their
that cares upon a Jehovah that they do not know. The reason that the church is so silent is because people are within doubt. People are almost worse than Peter. They are shaking Jesus, telling Jesus it is not his moment. But they don't understand that the moment of Satan is prevailing at this time. Satan is so prevailing at this time that as a church, we have to stand up and be bold. But we're in a position where we're not remembering the actual fight of the church.
Amen.
We're not actually, I'm listening to you. What'd you say, brother?
No, that was a
No,
lady
I said
thing.
Amen. I was agreeing.
Oh. And see, that's a good thing. It's a good thing that sister said amen, because that was a period at the end of a gospel sentence. But if we're a body and we're a church and we do not know how to close out these sentences, we will not get any closure to go to the next level. If we're going to cast our cares upon this God, we must know that after we care for this God and we give God all of all, God is going to give us something to fight with. God is not a God. You give input and don't get output. But people are, they're putting in their input, but they're not looking for the output. They're not looking for the response. They're not looking for the fight. And once you stop looking for the fight, it puts you at a disadvantage. Because if you're not looking for what God has given you to fight this battle, that means you're going to go into the battle half-cocked, half-armored. And if you're half-armored, you're not going to know who to look upon. So as a body and a people of Christ, casting our cares upon this God, we must know that God is going to give us something to fight this war with.
Yes,
Brother Israel, I just wanted to enlighten you. Yes, that the title of the song that just went off was called Cast Your Cares. So today he's talking about putting words in your feelings. So I just kind of want to guide him back onto point so he can be able to close about what he's saying as well. But actually, what you had to say was, you know, definitely of great measure.
It needed to be heard. And that was a great question that he put here. And I see that he got feelings in his word. And, you know, that's a key thing. The first thing, we need to know who we fight and what we fight. And God gave us all ammunition that we need. Just like 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5-8, he's speaking about the last thing that, you know, in the last day, the thing is taking place, you know, the haughtiness of peoples and people being, you know, disrespecting to each other. They doesn't care about nobody. They're saying slander things to each other and don't really care about nobody but themselves and self-haughtiness. And those type of things were going on. But we're living in the last days, and it's a critical time is here and going to be hard to deal with. And that's what we're facing with. But I think most people doesn't have no more morals in life. Don't have no more morals in life. And principle doesn't have anything, no meaning in people's life anymore. That's just like an individual that, say for instance, if you got three people going to the club, say for instance you got your grandmother, and your daughter and your granddaughter going to the same club. Then you got the great-grandbaby out in the car, waiting, you know. So people got to break the cycle. It's a cycle that's going on, and it's got to start with your mind. To accept changes in life, you must want to change your mind. You're going to have to change your mind. It's the mindset that we're fighting with in life. And for us to, we need to change our mindset. And you need to control what all you watch all day long. So much television, so much stuff going on in life. And once you turn the television on, you see nothing but bad things. And that indicates that it's kind of pointless out here. And you get depressed in life, and you want to give up fighting because the media is really controlling our thoughts and what we want to think.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say one more thing. I think it's because, like, you know, when we as Christians see someone doing something wrong, we don't say anything. We think, you know, we should pray for them. So, you know, that could be one of the reasons. But I feel like we as Christians can also, go and, like, you know, preach the word and let other people know about God and stuff like that and be heard.
That's the problem with people. People is scared to manifest their relationship that they have with God, you know, because it's so, in this younger generation, noticed that people have a spiritual side to them, but they want to act so hard, and, you know, and that's what they're being taught, yeah. Listen to all music and stuff like that. So they too scared to manifest their religious part or their spiritual side. They're worried about what their friends and homeboys going to say to them. But you made a good point. We as individuals have to get out there and see somebody doing something wrong. We need to go over there and call this young brother or young sister to the side and try to talk to them and explain things to them to the best knowledge that you know how. You know, we all make mistakes and we all fall short. We all fall short in life. So what we need to do is, you know, look for that opportunity. There's a lot of things go unheard and unnoticed because we doesn't really pay attention to the kids. The kids be crying out for help. There'd be some kids that have been molested in life. Child molesters have been molesting some kids, and they act out. And we don't really know what is the pain behind their acting or their action. First thing we want to do is get mad with the child, go sit down or whatever. It's not paying attention to what they're saying. So we need to listen and pay attention to what's really going on in our environment and dealing with kids' action. There's so much things that go on wrong in people's lives, and they get so frustrated, and they overlook their kids and don't recognize or acknowledge what the kid's doing or the pain or something that took place in their life. Because I know a lot of kids. The other day I was at the softball field, and I was looking at these kids playing ball. And I got sad because I knew half of the parents, and I know their attitude and their personality. I visualized the fight what they have ahead of them in life because the parent doesn't have no kind of morals and no kind of structure in their life.
Yeah.
And so what the kid's going to do is act out. They go to school, half the parent is on drugs and not taking care of the kid, need finances, sending them to school with no clean clothes or no new clothes, no shoes or nothing like that, and not trying to help them and to motivate them to do good in school. See, we as people got to motivate the parents. The change has got to start with the people so it can trickle down to the kids. But as individuals, you know, like I say, as individual people, we must step outside our comfort zone and speak up to people. And that's why I like to show a motivation speaker, trying to speak to these kids and motivate these kids and stuff like that. If a child can learn every word of a song and memorize it, this kid is teachable. And if a parent can take the right notion to teach kids and put a book in front of them and teach them more better things in life, and take time out to teach these kids and talk to these kids, I think the generation will be better. But at first, we got to change the parents. We got to change the mindset of the grown people first. Because the kid is looking for us for direction right now in life. But they doesn't get no direction because the kid is, you know, the grown people is acting like kids, childish, fighting over this and that, you know, what I heard about somebody said about me and not trying to better their mindset. It's sad, really, in life. And like I say, it's going to have to deal with individuals, really, to start the changes in people's life and mindset. Because if you see a young brother or a young sister that doing something, go over there and talk to them and pull them to the side and say something encouraging to them, to reach them. To let them know, well, you make mistakes, so it's not the end. You have an opportunity to change your life and make a difference in people's lives. But it must start with us as individuals to go out and talk to these kids and to reach these kids. You know, we need warriors right now. There's a need soldiers because the organization is already soldiers. We need some warriors to go out here and fight with these kids, to fight for these kids and stuff like that. But that's, you know, like I said, so what do you want to do? What idea do you have?
I feel like people can't really, you know, we can't really pull people to the side if we don't know them and stuff, you know, because then you're just You're just creating a problem for yourself. So I feel like, you know, you should just cast your care to God, you know, pray or whatever. But if you have a friend who's cursing right beside you, you're not going to just, like, listen. You know, you have to say something. So I feel like, you know, and then I also feel like as a Christian, we can also bring up God's name and share to one another what God has done for each other instead of just, you know, it would be nice if, you know, a lot of people bring up God's name and, you know, talk to your friend.
Excuse me, but let us continue this next week. Would you please call in this week and stuff? Because time is about to run out. Let me end with prayer.
I understand.
Okay. God, I'd like to approach your throne and pray that you will help us to come together and to help one another, to incite one another, to pull us back together as your children, one of your child of God. And help us motivate each other and strengthen us to come together and to really apply what we learn about your word and go talk to people out there. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all have a
amen.
Great day.
All right.
Hey, brother.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Brother, before you go, I just want to tell you God bless you, and I thank you for all the things you do and for each and every person that listens to your show. If they only remember that Jesus was 12 years old when he was serving in the temple and he was teaching the elders the word of God. And his mother said, Jesus, what are you doing? He said, I am doing my father's business. So, brother, I want to congratulate you for doing your father's business.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.